New York State hosted 5 pop-up vaccination clinics in the Buffalo area last week. One of them was at the Bell Center on Maryland Street in Buffalo's West Side. At least 350 people received their first doses of the coronavirus vaccine. Casimiro Rodriguez, founder of the Hispanic Heritage Council of Western New York, was asked about the level of trust in the vaccine within the Latino community.
I think what that gave us a real good feeling that, you know, the Latino community, as long as, you know, the vaccinations are available, okay, a steady flow of vaccinations, you know, the confidence level to get vaccinated, it's high.
Rodriguez believes there's not the level of mistrust in the Latino community as seen in other ethnic populations, but there remains a need to separate the facts from the online rumors.
There's a lot of mistrust in a sense because they don't understand the vaccine. You know, all this fake news and infertility and Bell's palsy and you name it, it does everything, you know?
Dr. Raul Vasquez heads urban family practice on Niagara Street.
As you start to instruct people how this vaccine is, which is really, there's not much in the vaccine. It's an amino acid component with a little lipid sort of covering. And that's what triggers the immune response, tricking the body. Once you start to explain that to individuals, I think they begin to understand. They're always going to come back, well, how safe is it? Well, we're giving 43 million shots right now, right? And no deaths. And COVID has killed almost 460,000 people, about 2,000 people a day. So you got to decide which is more important right now, you know?
Where confidence and faith are lacking is in the rollout of the state's vaccination distribution. Limited supplies resulted in cancellations of clinics and appointments in recent weeks. Meanwhile, the Cuomo administration has stated on numerous occasions they are committed to giving out shots with an emphasis on community equity. This was Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul in late January at a vaccination pop-up at St. John Baptist Church in Buffalo.
That this virus has not been fair in who it attacks. It has taken more lives of people of color, almost double the number of blacks and browns have died compared to those of the white population. So it is critical that we get into these communities directly.
So are local doctors satisfied the state has been able to do that with its limited vaccine supply?
No, I'm not. I don't think the data supports that their plan has worked.
Dr. Myron Glick, founder and CEO of Jericho Road Community Health Center, says the vaccine needs to be delivered directly to pharmacies and doctors in underserved neighborhoods. He suggests if there's a source patients will trust, it's their doctor.
One of the reasons I'm so, you know, have pushed so hard for primary care providers and doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs for our offices to get the vaccine on a regular basis, because we have the trust of the population and probably we're one of the best people to actually break down the hesitancy and actually get people vaccinated who might otherwise just put it off.
Dr. Vasquez's urban family practice is part of a network known as G-Health, serving an estimated 15,000 patients. He, too, blames disconnection among levels of government. He also thinks there's a need to address other community health habits, but believes the state and federal governments are misdirecting the public by emphasizing federal qualified health centers.
If you start looking at the data for the federal qualified health centers, not only don't they have enough people, they're not touching a good portion of the black and brown population. You know, so that's one thing. Two is their quality is good, but not great. Their cost is high. You know, so if you compare them to like a practice like mine, urban family practice, you know, our cost is 25% of their cost. Our quality is 50% more, but the 15,000 lives, it's almost 90% black and brown.
Dr. Vasquez says with other COVID strains now present within the U.S., it's critical to get vaccines delivered and given out to qualified recipients. He also says it is important to keep a transparent process. He believes otherwise, it may take another year before the region truly emerges from the pandemic. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.